The first phrase we have in this section A is. And I'm waiting one, bop, 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 so I don't come into the second beat. And this is my first finger on the third string, fifth fret. And then I'll flatten it out so that I can then play the second string, fifth fret with the same first finger. By flattening it out, though, it comes off of the tip so that the third string no longer is heard. So that's a way that you can get the same fret on two different strings out of one finger by toggling that first joint, going from the tip and then flattening it out, giving you the second string. The next note is the second string eighth fret, and I'm using the third finger. We're in the key of C, so we'll expect to stay pretty much in this area. Also, my guitar is set for like a jazz setting, so I'm using a humbucker pickup in the front position. I've also backed off the tone a little bit, so it's a little bit warmer. Here's with the tone wide open, and here's with the tone roll back to about 6-5, somewhere in there. You don't want it roll back too much, or you lose all of the articulation of the pick. So try to find that sweet spot to where it still sounds kind of fat and warm, but you still have some of the articulation from the pick so that it brings the note out. That's the first three notes. Then we go back to that second string fifth fret with the first finger. Then we'll have, this is my second finger on the second string, sixth. Then first finger, first string, fifth fret. Come back to that second finger in the sixth fret on the second string. And then third finger up to the third string, seventh fret. These are three notes out of a D minor chord. I'm just playing them one at a time. F, A, F, D. Then for the next phrase, this is the notes from a G chord, and I'm using an F shape as my basic template. So my third finger is on the fourth string, fifth fret. My second finger is on the third string, fourth. And then my first finger is on the second string, third fret. We call that F shape, because if it were down on the first fret, it'd be an F chord. Up here, it's a G chord. And I'm not going to play them all at the same time or sustained. I'm picking up my fingers behind each note. That's fourth, third, second. If I kept them down, it would sound like, and I don't want that. I want each one to be articulated. After the second string, come back to the third string, fourth fret. And then the final phrase is that. And that is the third finger, third string, fifth fret on the tip of the finger. Then flatten it out so that then I can play the second string, fifth. Then go back to the tip so I can play the third string, fifth. And then second finger, play the fourth string, fifth. And that's the first phrase of section A. Now let's take a look at the next phrase.